Good morning, listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Cancun, Mexico, and I'm with Jeff Mocco with Mocco Floors and Hattinger of Fort Myers. Jeff, how you doing?
Doing fantastic, Kemp. Thanks for asking.
I thought I'd get a quick update on what's been going on in your marketplace. First off, though, we're down here at the NFA meeting. You had a little trouble getting down here, and I saw where you were pushing snow off your roof. I mean, you just got major league dumped on it. You live up in Green Bay, Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We had a April snowstorm, the second largest snowstorm ever recorded in Wisconsin at any time. Parts of our area got up to 30 inches of snow in 2 days. So it was just absolutely crazy. So yes, it took us 2 days to get out of town, but we made it. We're here.
Well, I'm glad you made it. So just real quick, you have six stores up there in the Wisconsin area. You have one commercial operation up there. And for about, 3 years now, you bought and you're running Hattinger's in Fort Myers, right?
I think it's closer to five down in Florida. I got to check that, but I think it is closer to five. But yes, we've got three retail stores in northeast Wisconsin serving north of Milwaukee, Madison. And then our commercial division services the better part of the Midwest, Wisconsin, Michigan, Iowa, Minnesota. And then we did purchase one of the two Hattinger stores in the Florida market. We are in the Fort Myers market, and the other Hattinger store is still in the Naples market.
All right. So tell us how business has been so far in 18.
Great. You know, we finished such a good year in 17 that our biggest challenge was how could we try to repeat 18. Our first quarter's in. Our year ends November, so we've got our first quarter in, and we're up in almost every category, which is just, like I say, we just didn't think that was going to happen. A couple of the bright spots, I think, in Florida, we were doing real well in new construction last year. We still are this year, but our replacement business in Florida is really gaining some momentum, so we're very excited about that. The same thing in Wisconsin, although we've had a tough winter, did slow down construction, but the new construction market has picked up, and our numbers are up in Wisconsin on the residential side. Commercially, we are a little up from last year, but to be honest, we were kind of overloaded last year. We had much more work than we could do, and it ended up hurting us because we just didn't have the manpower. You know, no big surprise there. I think everyone's kind of the same. So all in all, we're looking at 18 to be every bit as good or better than 17.
Now, I've talked to some of the major suppliers in the business, and they're telling me that January and February were soft and things started picking up in March. That's a national picture. So the weather hadn't held you back.
No, and I would agree with that. Our January and February was a little slower, and we did do quite well in March. We had a private sale event up in Wisconsin in March and just hit it out of the park with it. So I would concur with that. I was a little nervous January and February because things were a little slower, but we've more than made up for it, and we're back on the positive side.
And what is your mix like as far as the soft to hard surface?
Well, if you still take carpet, cushion, and installation as a category, which we do, it's still better than 50% of our volume. A little bit less maybe down in the Florida market with a little more hard surface, but up north where it's cold, we still are still over half our volume is carpet, cushion, and labor.
And when it gets to carpet, what's selling? I mean, is it pattern? And are there any suppliers that you're growing with? Talk a little bit about that.
Well, we're a Stainmaster Flooring Center business, both in Wisconsin and in Florida. It has worked incredibly well for us. We understand that product, and the Stainmaster carpets have just been doing great for us. And without question, the PetProtect version is still, for us, just killing it for us.
Your PetProtect products, who are you getting those from?
Well, anybody that'll make them. And, of course, there's not as many mills that we're making it as there were before, but we're doing a really nice job with Phoenix. They brought a lot of that product to the market, and we picked up almost everything that they have. I must be honest, when the fiber first came out, I was a naysayer. I thought the consumers are just not interested in that. It's not that big of a deal. There's not enough colors. Well, I was proven wrong without question. The consumers love it. The performance is better than advertised. People are telling their neighbors how well this particular product performs. Plenty of colors. We've been doing real well with the product. And again, mills like Phoenix or any mill that produces that material, we're all over it.
PetProtect is nylon 6/6, and it's solution dyed. And I think when it first came out, there wasn't a lot of styling in it, but there's been more and more styling that's been put into the category, right?
There's no question. When it first was shown to us, I think there was maybe four or five colors. And that was my big fear. Well, now there's a lot more colors, and they're mixing colors in different combinations. But most importantly, whatever they're making, the consumers like it. So some of the colorations may look similar, but it's in color families that the consumers are loving, and, you know, we just can't sell enough of it.
All right. Tell us about hard surface.
No doubt the LVT and LVP type categories are growing rapidly. Unfortunately, our laminate business is declining. I mean, that growth has been in the LVT and LVP has been at the expense of wood and laminate. Even in areas like Florida, where we thought consumers might not want that, they wanted maybe more tile type products, we're killing it there too. So we stock oodles and oodles of that from several different suppliers. We do very well with Cortex exclusive products to the NFA as well as their entire line. So we love the product, and so do consumers.
Is there a supplier on that side that's surprised you, that you're moving more product with?
Well, of course, everybody's making it, right? And it seems as we have an event like this, every single vendor is going to show us their product. All in all, our number one line is still Cortec. We do sell most or almost all, but that particular product category seems to have patterns that the consumers like. And we can talk about all nice features of rigid core and different characteristics of the product, but the patterns really on that product are still what the consumers are liking, and that seems to be what's driving it.
I know you've just been down here for a little bit of time, and I know you like to network with the other people that are here. What do you think some of the challenges that the membership's facing right now?
I think all of us are almost in the exact same category. We could sell more product if we could install more product. Our biggest concern now is how can we increase the labor field that we have out there. We're doing a lot of things with some of the technical colleges to we are offering scholarships through the technical colleges for installation type education. We're going to high schools now and asking the counselors to tell us if they would, what kids do they think might not go to college, and then approach them directly and say, you know, we can offer an apprentice type program. We actually are several years into that, so we've now have our first group of those individuals that have worked up through the apprentice program and now have their own trucks as a crew chief. So it's really up to us to try to find these individuals and explain to them that this is a good trade. They can make a decent living. I will tell you, we have certainly seen wages gone up. There's absolutely no question about it. Wages in our industry on the labor side are skyrocketing. And maybe they should. You know, it's a hard job. It's very hard on your body. I don't think I could do that job. I know I couldn't.
Yeah.
So I'm not opposed to that at all.
Now, and the way you work with that is, are they arm's length with you or are they company owned?
We've got a combination of both. It's probably 50-50. We have 82 trucks right now, and those are all employees. On our commercial side, it's 100% union labor. Our agreement with the union in Wisconsin is if somebody does not live in the property, we'll do it on our union side, and those are all employed installation. On the residential side, it's a split probably 50-50 with half subcontract and half employee. You know, they all work out of the same warehouses, and we've had no issue with union and non-union or sub, and you know, we'll take the guy however he wants to be paid. If he wants to be paid as a subcontractor and he's good, we'll take him. If he wants to be paid by the hour and get the benefits, we'll take him.
Very interesting. All right, so this tax break that we got at the end of the year, do you think that's going to give them a little bit more boost to 2018 as far as flooring sales?
I think for sure, and I think it's taking a little bit longer for people to realize what that effect is going to be in them. It took us a long time to determine what that effect would be on us as a business. Once we determined what that would be and we started to plan accordingly, it definitely affects how we're running our business for this year. So I do think once consumers start to see it in their paychecks, that yes, it's going to help. But the economy seems to be very, very strong still in all of our markets, and I think consumer confidence also seems to be quite high. So we're excited.
Well, since you're out of Wisconsin, I've got to ask this quick question and we'll wrap this up. But were you surprised by Paul Ryan's announcement?
Well, disappointed. He's a great guy. Actually, my daughter's college roommate is now on his staff in Washington. So some of the information snuck out a little bit sooner. Nothing official. But in any case, it was not a surprise because we sort of heard about it. Disappointing. But, you know, I give the man a lot of credit. He wants to spend some more time with his kids. So, you know, so be it. I think we'll see him again once his kids are in school.
All right, great. All right, by the way, I should mention happy birthday to you. I know you had a birthday a couple weeks ago. And thanks for spending time with our audience. Again, been talking to Jeff Mocco with Mocco Floors and Hattinger at Fort Myers. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.